This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the MLB Extras Kansas City Royals podcast. I'm Anthony Kastrovitz, joined by Royals beat reporter Jeffrey Flanagan, who's getting ready to head off to Sin City. Jeffrey, what's your game of choice out in Vegas other than standing around the lobby of the Mandalay Bay for the winter meetings? Or is that your game of choice?
Actually, I'm an old dog track player, horse track, so I never got into casinos. Casinos kind of came into Kansas City and pushed the tracks out, so still bitter about that after 20 years.
Understandable. Yeah, I think, as you know, you get swept up in the winter meetings anyway in that environment, and you feel like you can't, maybe not so much the Royals in 2018, but generally you feel like if you're a beat reporter, you can't leave the grounds out of fear of something going down. I don't think you'll have quite that problem this year. You know, we've talked before, it's obviously going to be a quiet winter for the Royals, and ergo, it should be a quiet winter meetings for the Royals.
You would think. I mean, you know, last year at this time, we were worried about, you know, what's going to happen to Eric Hosmer. You know, you had Mike Moustakas out there. No such free agents to be concerned about this year. But and as we talked about last week, you know, they're probably not going to make any big sexy signings or anything like that. But they do have a few needs. They've got to, you know, get a backup shortstop. I mean, that's just it's not going to, you know, be headline news anywhere like that, but they do need to do that. And actually, you know, some of the other teams, non-tenders, I was looking through that list yesterday, they've got four open spots now on their 40 man. And I wouldn't be shocked if they did show a little bit of interest in someone like a Billy Hamilton, who, you know, fits their profile, fast, speedy, doesn't hit very well, but can certainly steal bases and chase down everything in the outfield. Because the center field job right now is still pretty open between Ryan Goodwin and Brett Phillips. So I wouldn't be shocked about that. If this was a year later, I would say in the rebuild, I would say there'd be some interest in James McCann. They've always liked his defensive skills. He was non-tendered by Detroit. So we'll keep an eye on that because you never know. I mean, this organization loves to try to get guys like that on the cheap, and that's not an insult. It's just the way that is with their economics. And wouldn't be shocked if they showed a little interest in those guys.
Yeah, it's a really cold-blooded league right now in terms of front offices making decisions, just cold and calculated. And as a result, a lot of interesting names were non-tendered last week. And yeah, there could be opportunity for a team like the Royals. And then with the open spots on the 40-man, as you said, that Thursday, the Rule 5 draft next Thursday becomes interesting for a team in the Royals position because, you know, just speaking generally without looking at the list of players who are available, but you know, they're in one of those spots where you can give a guy an opportunity over the course of a major league season.
Oh, that's absolutely true, Anthony, because, you know, last year they picked up Brad Keller and Bert Smith. Now, Bert Smith didn't work out. You know, they never really saw that 100-mile-an-hour fastball that he came build with. But, look, Brad Keller was, you know, a fringe Rookie of the Year candidate and had a terrific year. And just a great pickup in the Rule 5. And they'll definitely be active in that Thursday at the Rule 5 draft.
So as we said, a lot of guys were non-tendered last week. The Royals non-tendered four players who were on their 40-man roster. Now, none of them were arbitration eligible. This is just a situation where they were removed from the 40-man. Go over those moves for us, Jeffrey.
Yeah, they did. They needed to clear up some space. I didn't think they'd go with all four. They did need to, you know, at least get two or three spots. Excuse me, to, you know, so you can at least participate in the Rule 5 draft. The biggest name, of course, was Bubba Starling, you know, first-round draft pick in 2012 from locally here from Kansas, and just has not panned out. You know, I think he's almost 26 now or 25, and great athlete, plays terrific defense, has not been able to stay healthy the last couple of years, has not been advancing offensively as much as they'd like, but Pretty sure they're going to try to re-sign him. They did re-sign Andres Machado, right-hander, yesterday. They've got three more guys that, you know, like I mentioned, Bubba Starling, they'd like to re-sign. Samir Dunez is a first baseman who was put on the 40th a couple years ago, and they were expecting him to kind of shoot through the system. That hasn't happened, but I do think they'll try to re-sign him. And then Jason Adam, right-hander, big arm, local kid from Overland Park. He was a guy they traded in 2014, their first World Series year under this regime, to the Twins, and got Josh Willingham, who ended up getting a big hit in the wild card game. And got him back off of waivers last year, and or actually the year before, and actually, you know, has shown a lot of potential. Could probably hit 96, 97, 98 consistently with his four seamer. Just struggled with his command, and needed spot on the 40-man roster, so he came off. But I do expect that they will re-sign him, and have those four open spots to look forward to the winter meetings.
I can't believe it didn't get more pub that the Royals signed Machado, Jeffrey. I'm surprised that did not create more waves in the marketplace. But no, I just called up the 2011 draft order, though, and I'm not rubbing it in. But boy, if you're a Royals fan, it will turn your stomach quite a bit. And at the time, you know, people felt good about the Bubba Starling pick, you know, as a local guy and a local legend, so to speak. But yeah, Anthony Rendon goes right after Bubba Starling. Archie Bradley, Francisco Lindor, Javi Baez, George Springer went 11th in that draft. Brandon Nimmo, Jose Fernandez, Sonny Gray. Just a lot of talent in that first round. Jeez, oh man.
Yeah, the Bubba Starling pick in 2011 obviously has been one of the most criticized draft picks in recent Royals history. But, you know, in defense of the club, you got a guy who was a local standout, three-sport athlete, terrific athlete. And obviously, you know, the guys that were picked after him, guys like Francisco Lindor, Rendon, and so forth, it makes it look bad. But, you know, you go back to years and years ago when they let Albert Pujols, another guy right in their backyard, go to the Cardinals. And those are tough decisions to make, because if you don't pick a local star athlete and he becomes a big success, you look even worse down the road that, hey, he was right in your backyard and you whiffed on it. So at the time, I think a lot of teams were interested in Bubba Starling because of, you know, you're talking about a guy who's 6'3", 6'4", can run like the wind. And everybody kind of thought he was going to be, you know, maybe the next Ken Griffey Jr. or whatever. He had that kind of athletic ability. It hasn't panned out. He was non-tendered last week, and I do expect that he will re-sign eventually with the Royals, and he'll take another crack at, you know, resurrecting his career. But yeah, a tough decision back then in 2011. The baseball draft is so wacky. You just don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. Baseball's draft is the strangest up front because nobody knows what we're looking at, and then it's the most fascinating to go back years later and to peel peel back the layers a little bit. So the Royals did sign three arbitration eligible players last week. In addition to making those other moves, they re-signed some guys. What were those moves, Jeffrey?
Yeah, the Royals did re-sign their three arbitration eligible guys last week as well. Jesse Hahn, Brian Flynn, and Chester Cuthbert. Of the three, really the only one that maybe surprised me a little bit was Chester Cuthbert, because he's battled injuries. He hasn't been the same player that he was in 2016 when he filled in for an injured Mike Moustakas and hit something like .274 or so with 12 homers and played good defensively. And there was a lot of hope that, you know, he could possibly be the third baseman of the future. He's just not been able to stay healthy. Hunter Dozier has kind of risen above him as maybe the heir apparent at third base. So, but they did re-sign him under $1 million. That's not the type of contract that anybody's going to lose any sleep over financially. But he will compete with Dozier at third base. And he knows, I think, at this point in his career, I'm talking about Cuthbert, that it's time to make a move. He's going to have to show that he can be a part of the 25-man roster going forward.
So, Jeffrey, last week we talked about Mike Matheny joining the Royals organization, and you pointed out that, you know, there was all that talk of, okay, is he going to be Ned Yost's eventual replacement? And you point out there's a couple guys already in-house who might be ahead of him in that pecking order. And one of those guys is Pedro Grifol, who is reportedly going to get an interview for the Orioles managerial job.
Yeah, Pedro Grifol is really an interesting a guy on the staff. You know, with all the Mike Matheny talk last week about him possibly being the successor to Ned Yost whenever Ned decides to step down, which could be after next year or even after 2020. But Pedro Grifol is a very well-respected coach in this industry. Obviously, he's bilingual. He gets along with the Latin players very well. A former catcher, has a close relationship with Salvi Perez, and has already been in line to interview with the Orioles' managerial job. Had a shot with the Astros' job a few years back. But he's also a guy that the Royals very much consider a possible replacement for Ned Yost as well, along with bench coach Dale Swain. So, like I mentioned, Pedro is a very interesting guy because he's been kind of their liaison between the front office and the coaching staff in terms of analytics and stuff like that. But he's not your typical I'm all in on analytics guy. He's much more discerning about which ones are worth using or exploring or utilizing and which ones aren't. For example, as a former catcher, he's very skeptical, I think, of some of the framing stats. He'll look at them, take a very close look at them, but ultimately he'll judge his catchers with his own eyes. And I think, like Ned and a lot of the guys, they look at these stats, including shifting stats, and worry about how the data is collected and how it's valued, rather than just going, oh, we're just going to do this because the data tells us to. He's that discerning when it comes to analytics, and I think that appeals to a lot of teams looking forward to a manager.
All right, good stuff as always from Jeffrey Flanagan. And Jeffrey, even if the Royals don't make any moves and you don't yourself play the tables, there's always the buffets in Vegas, so you can always hit those.
Yes,
so that's the old fallback. All right, good stuff. Thanks for doing this, Jeffrey.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.